every evening sky, an invitation to trace the pattern stars. And early in July, a celebration for freedom that is ours. And I notice you in children's games, in those who watch them from the shade. Every drop of sun is full of fun and wonder. You are summer. And even when the trees have just surrendered to the harvest time, forfeiting their leaves in late September and sending us inside, until I notice you and change begins. And I am raised for cooler winds. I will offer thanks for what has been and was to come. You are autumn.
One of the things about the song that Lorianne sang is, throughout all the changes, one thing is constant. God is. God is below and behind every change in our lives. July, summer, autumn, winter, spring. And that's a huge reassurance for us. So reassurance to know that we can let go and trust the process. It's a reassurance to know that God is. God will never ever desert us. There is no desertion because God is within us. There is no separation, even if and in the perception of changes. So thank you. Well, we're supposed to be nice and joyous and bouncy with all our beautiful American flags. And so one of the things that the the children's program brought out was the fact that America is the land of freedom. And America is definitely a very dynamic land because of its unwavering commitment to freedom. You know, is there freedom anywhere else?
Absolutely.
Yes. Did we born free? Yes, we were. I came from Trinidad and Tobago. I have my country's flag under there, red, white, and black. And we were born free. I'm sure we have different nationality. You're a citizen of U.S., but you also hold citizenship for Switzerland also?
No.
You do not, okay. Well, there are obviously cross-section of many immigrants in this country, and they were born free. But there is an attraction that that really pulls us to America. And I can say us, I can say I, because I can speak really very personal here. And I think it is that unwavering commitment that there is liberty, there is freedom, and there is the ease to be who you are. That would be freedom for me. America became and remains a dynamic land of opportunity for those who have little chances of this freedom in other homelands. There are places where, yes, they know they're free, their minds are free. Sometimes they don't think their minds are free because of the external situations that they live in, that people live in. I mean, in Trinidad and Tobago, where I'm from, I know I'm free. We do all these wonderful, no problem kind of situations, and you know, and it's all well and good. But to constantly hear that there is liberty and there is freedom available to all of us, I think that's where America has the sort of higher rank above all other countries, because they declare it and they stand by it. It's in the Constitution, it's a declaration made by the founding fathers, and that is an awesome thing to know and to remember. The American dream might more accurately be described as the right and freedom to be who we want to be and do exactly what we want to do, providing that it does not infringe on the rights of others. Now, of course, you don't have to think that it's going to infringe on the rights of others, and guess what? You pay the consequences of it. So it's a good thing to know that with all the freedom that we have, it's all in it, as David said, and this is a tongue twister, unalienable rights. In all of the freedom, the inherent rights that we are, we know that God is freedom, God is life. But with all of that, we do have choices, and this is one thing that we were created with, a free will. God just doesn't pick us up knowing what we want to do, put us in that position and say, do it. Then it won't be free will, it won't be the choice, it won't be freedom of spirit. And we know that freedom is an entity, it's part of the entire Godness, the oneness of God. And so the understanding of the real promise of the American dream is a cornerstone in our learning to soar. Because we know we are free, because we know that we have life, and we have it, as the Bible says, more abundantly. Life is an abundance. It's infinity. We have life forever. And because we know that, life comes with possibilities. Life comes with unlimited areas of soaring, of moving to the top, of moving from one level to another. And this is what freedom also brings to us. The freedom to be who you want to be reinforces the philosophy of science of mind, in that above all, to thine own self be true. To thine own self be true comes with a very loaded statement, because where do we start? We start with our thoughts. And so if we can nurture our thoughts, if we can have the thoughts that can sort of piggyback on another to have physical manifestations, because as we think, so it is. And sometimes we are unconscious about it. Sometimes we do things without, we think, yes, but we are not sure that this is what's going to happen. And of course, experience shows us that you do A and you get B plus C, because it's always an equation, it's always a cause and effect. And so that's why we want to nurture the thoughts that we have. America is a country that is founded on a very good idea. Is there any wonder why we have an expansive, seemingly out of control immigration issue? You know, I think about that question all the time. I ask myself that question, and why is it that immigrants of all, and it's not a Mexico issue, it's not a Latino issue, it's everywhere in the entire world that people have a pull towards America. I think it's because in a very inherent way, in a very basic, maybe basic way, they know that there is freedom, that there is freedom is within, and that there is a spirit of freedom, and they are pulled towards that. People learn in different ways. Sometimes we know that there is freedom and we are thinking, so maybe if I go to America, then I can be free. But we know where freedom comes from, and we know you can be free anywhere you are. Right here, right now, we are free. So the visions of those who participated in writing the Declaration were quite an inspirational vision. And, you know, these words reach out, and it's like a desire. It's in there, and it wants to reach out. It wants to connect. And there are so many ways of connecting. We know that God is everywhere. God is not in one place, so there is no one place to connect. It's not in a synagogue, it's not in a temple, and it's all there. It's anywhere. It's in the woods. It's wherever we are. We want to connect with that freedom. Guess what happens? Why do people go on vacations? They kick their high heel shoes off, they take the stockings off, they take the caps off, they take the uniforms off, and they just lie back. In the sun, in the woods, in the snow, wherever they can find that freedom. And it's a very primal kind of thing. They connect with it. And why you connect with it? Because it's always there. God is. And that is a form of connection. Freedom is an open pathway for God connection. And so that's why people flock. Because some people understand that maybe I can be better off in America and be who I really want to be without having the chastisement of not able to do the things I want to be, freedom of education, freedom of whatever we choose to be in life. America affords it. And I love America. I'm in love with America because it really stands by its commitment. Now, of course, there are political issues, which I would definitely not get into. But but the basic aspect of it, which no government, no matter how many years they are in power, they do not change, they cannot change. It is in writing. And this is one good thing about writing things down. You know, you think something and it has power. You say it, even more power. But when you write things down, my God, you got focus and you got power. And so this is one of the things that we stand on. So in the declaration it says, all men are created equal. And so it is. All men are truly created equal. We have different backgrounds, different personalities, and we need different personalities to express God. We need different individualities to show to show our God self. God is expressed through us. God is expressed as us. And God is expressed in any ways that we feel and find any way that we can express God, we do it. And again, here is where choice comes in. We want to choose the thoughts. We want to remember the next person. We want to make sure that their rights, their freedom is not infringed because of my choice, because of what I consider my freedom. One of the good things about knowing that there is wonderful alignment is if my freedom and my choice coincides with other people's choices. I mean, that is like hot knife on butter. That is the ultimate, that you know that you're in alignment and that you are in wonderful connection with, as, and to God. And so, because God is all there is and God is everywhere present, we are God. We are acting as God. God is acting in us, through us, as us. Unalienable rights. What are some of the rights that we inherently possess? Could you say some of the rights that we have?
The right to express our opinion.
Yes.
Freedom of religion.
Freedom of religion, thank you. Any other rights?
We have a right to prosper in this country.
Right to abundance, right to prosperity.
We have the right to bear arms.
Yes, right to bear arms.
Oh, I have two, yes, me too. Thank you. So
we have the right to gather.
And there are some countries that even to say the word God, there is a huge punishment behind it. So we just have this wonderful freedom, knowing that we have the right to choose any form of religion, any form of the way we worship God, any form of freedom to express our own divine nature. People have different ways of doing that. And we honor every path, because we know that there is nothing to prove. There is nothing to prove. There is no religion that would say, yes, this is it, or no, this is not. We honor everyone on their path, because we know inherently that God is. God is the center of each person's life. God is the evolution of our lives. So really, no one is right, no one is wrong. We just are, and we honor people as they are.
I have another one I'd like to add, which is the right to have our opinion have an impact on the government, to our vote.
Yes.
And impact the path of our government, which I think is probably the most unique, one of the more unique qualities of the democracy in our country.
Absolutely. And that is one of the main things as a citizen of the United States, is to have the right to vote. Even if you're a citizen and you're a prisoner, you don't have that right. And that's a big thing, you know. So we are in a very cherished position to make changes and to have the freedom to do so without knowing that we're going to be chastised for any reason, you know. So, thank you.
My 91-year-old aunt just turned 91, and she sent me this bumper sticker that says, "Democracy is not a spectator sport." And it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like we can complain about America and be, you know, feel ashamed about some of our political policies, but in fact, unless we're involved, what are we with our democracy?
Absolutely. And again, you have the freedom not to be involved either.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the beautiful thing about America. So, so we have an unalienable right, which is life, and, you know, if I read correctly, it says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness." And we have said all those things. The prosperity issue is one way that people pursue their happiness. People pursue happiness in different ways. They go on cruises and they go on vacations and they have beautiful businesses that are prospering. And they have whatever you find to be prosperous, to be happy, that creates that word happiness in your life. That's what you have that right to follow. And so it's just a beautiful thing to know that that happens. And so we have liberty, the pursuit of happiness. The law of God is one of liberty and not one of bondage. There is never bondage. There is the appearance of bondage. But the beauty of the science of mind teaching is that even in the appearance, there is a basic truth behind it. And the basic truth of bondage, of seeing bondage, is knowing that there is eternal freedom. There is, God is eternal. And there is nothing about God that can be bound and can be limited. It's total, unlimited possibilities. And so that's a wonderful thing to remember when we think of liberty, that there is no bondage in God, no bondage in spirit. And freedom and liberty are everywhere present, if we can see them, if we know how to differentiate them, if we know how to make that choice. And guess what? If you make a choice and it's not the right choice, then we can choose again. There is no beating ourselves up in freedom. And that's why we have choice. The word freedom alone tells us that there is choice. And so you choose again, you choose again, you choose again until it feels right to you. Be gentle to yourselves and know that there is no one place you need to be, but to be open to spirit, and to really trust the process of spirit. And Neil Donald Walsh said in his book, Conversations with God, he said, "I truly want," this is God, his conversation, so this is God speaking, I truly want nothing different and nothing more. Don't you see that it is my greatest gift to you? If I wanted for you something other than what you want for you, and then went so far as to cause you to have it, where is your free choice? How can you be a creating being, if I am dictating what you shall be, do, and have? My joy is in your freedom. And another thing he said is, one of your greatest gifts is the opportunity to do as you please and experience the results of that. The chance to create yourself anew in the image and likeness of who you really are. The space to produce a reality of a higher and higher you. based on your grandest idea of what you are capable of. And this is what America affords them. It affords a soaring. You open up to your ability. You see something capable. You see a little nest of something, and you want to nurture that nest to make it grow into a huge eagle, and then you soar. And that's where I stop. Okay, sorry, one last thing. Staying closely connected to God, praying regularly, these are some of the things that we just hold dear to, knowing that there is always that connection. Sometimes we don't feel it, sometimes it feels as though there is just no alignment because everything just goes just off the rack. And our heads aren't communicating with our bodies and vice versa. But one of the things that can truly help us is by knowing that we are divine beings, that God is within us. God, there is no way other for God to be expressed than through us. So if that's the case, then we are the body of God, and we are to express God as we make wise and beautiful choices. And so one of the things is we just take some time and just kind of close into ourselves, close the door. If you're in the car and you're waiting in the traffic, just quickly go within and just know that there is a divine aspect of me. And just in that meditative state, in that prayerful state, we know that life is good. Life opens up. Life is what affords us freedom. Freedom is what affords us life. And so just knowing that we can do these things and just communicate and connect, and we can say whatever prayer we want. Just knowing that we are the powerful. We are the unlimited. We are what God uses as an instrument for greater and greater good. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you.